The time is 9:30. Stay tuned for Mary Lee Taylor.
Three tall cans of pet milk. There you are. Mighty good milk, pet milk. It's the kind Mary Lee Taylor uses in all her fine money-saving recipes.
This is Mary Lee Taylor.
Yes, it's your own good friend, Mary Lee Taylor, with another story about that lovable young couple, Jim and Sally Carter.
And another new recipe for delicious, satisfying food, and suggestions for an easy-to-fix, easy-to-pay-for dinner.
And, of course, today's recipe for happiness.
And here it is. You'll never be unhappy if you can reach beyond the walls other people build around themselves and see them as they are, just as bewildered, just as lonely, just as much in need as you are of friendliness and understanding.
You know, that recipe for happiness gives me an idea about something you can very easily do for a friend or neighbor. If you have your copy of Mary Lee Taylor's grand 16-page recipe booklet called 30 Ideas for Better Food, how about sending for another copy to give to a friend or neighbor? You'd be doing her a big favor, that's for sure. Because, as you know, if you have this booklet, it's packed with wonderful new ideas for summertime meals that are easy to prepare and that always make a hit with everyone in the family. Just listen to this. It'll give you an idea of what to expect in this grand booklet. Coconut cream pie, pineapple ice cream, chocolate sauce, hamburger gems, stuffed green peppers, French grilled sandwiches, easy cream potatoes. Oh, golly, just think of it. Those and 23 other wonderful recipes all in one handy booklet. But you have to send for it right away because this is the last day we can offer it. Print on a postcard your name and address and the number 30. That's 30. That's all. Then send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And remember that right after today's story, I'll be giving you one of my pet recipes from this booklet. The recipe for a marvelous, refreshing dessert. Chocolate peppermint dessert.
So stay for the recipe, and when you shop, save yourself some money by buying pet milk for all your milk needs. Pet is whole milk concentrated to double richness, and you'll love that double richness of pet milk in coffee, on cereals, and in the recipes Mary Lee gives you. And pet milk, remember, costs less, generally, than any other form of milk. And now, Mary Lee Taylor's story of the week, The Skeleton in the Attic.
Marion Dexter, a newly married friend of Sally Carter's, is in a serious dilemma as she rings Sally's doorbell urgently one Saturday morning.
Why, Marion! It's good to see you, dear. Come on in.
Oh, Sally, this isn't a social call. I'm in a terrible mess. I wonder if you can help me out.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, you know what a simply horrible time Bob and I have had trying to find a place to live since we got married.
Yes. Oh, sit down, dear.
Thanks. Well, we've been staying at Mother's for the last 6 months, but she just sold her house, and they want immediate possession.
Oh, dear.
Now, Bob and I have finally found an apartment, but we can't get in for 2 weeks. And in the meantime, I have to find some place to store all the clothes and the wedding presents and the furniture that we had parked at Mother's. Could you possibly store some of it for me, just until we get our apartment?
Why, of course, Marion. I'd be glad to. Let's see. The basement wouldn't do. It gets a little damp down there.
Do you have an attic?
Yes, but it's unfinished, and it's a terrible mess right now. Jim's been planning to make a den out of it, and he's got it all cluttered up with piles of wallboard and stuff. But let's go up and see if we can't find some room up there.
Oh, I hope so.
Phew, it
warm up here.
Yes, and pitch dark. Now, let's see if I can find the light. Ah, here it is.
Oh, dear. It is sort of cluttered up, isn't it?
Well, I warned you. It'll look nice, though, if Jim ever gets around to finishing it. Now, let's see where we can find you some storage space. Maybe your men out in the truck could move some of this lumber over to one side.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to do that. Don't you have any nooks or crannies or... What's behind those old partitions?
Nothing. They just block off that long, low space under the eaves.
Oh.
But here, it's open at this end. You can see. But watch your head.
Oh, but that would be perfect. I could store that old trunk and all those suitcases full of odds and ends back there, if you don't mind. And they'd be out of Jim's way.
Well, you're certainly welcome to the space, but it's awfully dirty back there.
Oh, that's all right. I'll go tell the truckman to bring the stuff up.
Here. Where'd you want them, lady?
Just push them in back of this partition, under the eaves here.
Where on earth did you ever find those old steamer chests and that ancient trunk?
Aren't they rare? It's some old luggage Mother's had in her attic since the year one. I think that old round-top trunk belonged to my grandfather.
Well, what in the world's in them?
Well, practically all of my wedding silver and stuff like that. I've got it sandwiched in between layers of my trousseau and all my winter clothes.
Now, the other one, Joe.
Oh, but Marion, I hate to take the responsibility for all of your silver. If anything should happen
to us... Relax, dear. Don't give it a thought. It's all insured. Oh, and I'll be so glad when I can finally unpack my silver and clean it up. Everything's tarnished and old-looking. It's been stored for so long.
Yeah, well, that does it, lady.
Oh, fine. Here you are. $4 and... Just a minute, I've got the change here. There you are.
Okay, thanks. We'll wait for you downstairs, lady.
Oh, you dropped some money, Marion.
Oh, darn, that was my good luck coin, too. Do you see it?
Oh, I thought it went... No, it's not in this corner.
Well, we won't stop to look for it now. Let me know if you find it sometime, Sal. It's an old 1880 silver dollar that I've carried for years.
Oh, really? Well, I'll certainly try to find it when we get some of this mess straightened up.
Oh, it's not too important. And Sally... You're an angel for storing all this stuff for me. Now, if I can just find some place to park a few pieces of furniture.
Why, I'll bet Mom could take them for you, Marion.
Oh, do you really think so?
I'm sure it'd be all right. We can go over there now and see.
Without a doubt, the most mercenary little brother-in-law a guy ever inherited. What do you want, a written contract?
Nope, cash.
Okay, but not in advance.
Oh, gee.
Oh, now, relax, Rich. I told you I'd give you a buck if you helped me finish up that attic today, but you've got to earn it. Now, come on.
Okay. But I really ought to get time and a half for Saturday.
Well, I might throw in a couple of bottles of pop if it'll make you any more willing and able. Last flight of steps. I'm certainly glad to be getting started on this job. I've been wanting to get at this attic for a long time. Now, we ought to be able to get all the wallboard up today.
Whew! Those attic steps were murder. You ought to put in an elevator.
Remind me to do that. Wait a minute now. Let me find the light. Okay, just put the tools down over here.
Yeah. Say, this is quite an attic. I've never been up here before.
Yep, there's a lot of room going to waste up here. Now, look, Rich, take that other yardstick and help me mark off these pine panels in 3-foot lengths so I can saw them like this.
Okay. Say, these old attics have a lot of swell hiding places in them. Have you ever explored them?
For what?
Well, there's no telling what you might find in a place like this. Trap doors or secret panels, maybe.
Your imagination's been working overtime ever since you explored that old haunted house. Hey! Come on back here and get to work.
Just a minute. No kidding, Jim. You know, every once in a while you read about somebody finding some treasure or valuables hidden away in the attic or cellar of an old house they bought. It might be worth something.
You've been seeing too many movies. Come on, Squirt. Quit loafing on my time.
Hey, did you know there's a regular tunnel here under the eaves behind this partition? Boy, it's funny, spooky. Hey, look.
Now what?
Money. I found some money under there. Look, it's an old 1880 silver dollar.
Well, what do you know? So it is.
See? I told you. Part of an old miser's hoard, I bet. Come on, there may be sacks of the stuff back here.
Simmer down, Rich. It's probably just a stray coin somebody dropped. Now get to work or I'll start docking you.
Go ahead. I've already made a buck this afternoon. Keep your dough. I can make more money prospecting here. Oh, boy.
Hey, get out of that hole, Rich. It's filthy back there. You won't find anything but cobwebs.
Says you. Go on with your knitting, brother. I'm going treasure hunting.
Okay, happy hunting. Let me know if you find any pirate chests. That's the trouble with this younger generation. Are they willing to work for an honest buck? No. They're always trying to find something for nothing. Chasing a will-o'-the-wisp. And mark my words, my lad, there'll come a time when you'll learn the meaning of diligence. As Horatio Alger says...
Whoa! Hey, Jim!
Hey, what's the matter? Are you stuck?
No, I found something back here. Come here, quick!
Huh? What, the missing link?
It's an old chest, and heavy. Here, help me pull it out.
What? Well, for... Wait a minute, let me get hold of that handle. Well, I'll be darned.
What'd I tell you?
Why, it's a funny old round-top trunk. A real old-timer. Now, where in tarnation...
Somebody must have hit it there years and years ago and died without telling anybody. And it must be valuable or they wouldn't have hit it. Oh, boy, come on, Jim, let's open it quick.
Now, wait a minute, you're getting me excited, too. Darn thing's locked.
Here, take this hammer and bust the lock open.
Yeah, guess we'll have to. Yeah, it's a tough old baby. They built them to hold in those days.
Hit it! Hit it!
There, that did it. Now, let's see.
Hot dog, I'll bet. All right.
Full of clothes. Women's clothes.
Darn it. Hey, wait a minute. There's something under this old coat. Look, it's a silver platter.
Yeah, and here's some silver candlesticks.
The trunk's loaded with the stuff, back in between the clothes. Here's a vase.
And a silver bowl. Holy cat.
Gosh, this stuff must have been here a long time. Look how old and tarnished it is.
Yeah, and it's all good heavy silver, too. Well, come on, let's dig in.
Hey, quit shoving. Oh, boy, a silver teapot.
And a sugar bowl.
And a tray. Wow, what a haul. Yippee, I'm rich!
Hey, now, wait a minute, Squirt. Remember whose house we found this in. We'll split 50-50. Dig on, McDuff.
Are you home, darling? He must be here. The car's out in front. Jill? That's funny. Oh, it sounds as though he's... Jill, are you up in the attic?
Collie! Hey, come on up here, baby, quick!
What on earth?
Hey, look, sis. Look what we found.
A suit, cases and cases of stuff beautiful. A fortune right in our attic.
Oh, Jim, no.
Full of old silver.
Rich, put that platter down.
And suitcases full of it, too. A regular silver mine.
Jim, for heaven's sake.
Don't forget, half of it's mine. I found it.
Okay, we're all rich. Think of it, baby. All this stuff was cached away under the eaves here for gosh knows how long. And
Jim Carter, will you please stop pawing over those things? They're Mary and Dexter's wedding gifts. I said, those... She brought them over this morning. Hartman.
But... Oh, not this stuff, baby. Oh, no. Why, look. It was packed in with all these old-fashioned clothes. Camisoles, petticoats. These are genuine antiques. Look.
Oh, you men. That's Marion's trousseau, stupid. Don't you recognize the new look when you see it?
Hmm?
Can't keep this stuff?
You must. And what's more, you'll have to pack everything back exactly as you found it.
Nuts. From rags to riches and back again.
And now, if your family is like most of the families I know, you'll certainly want the recipe of the week for chocolate peppermint dessert. Talk about good eating. Boy, oh boy. No fooling. Just promise that family of yours a dessert like this, and I'll bet you can get Dad to cut the grass and get Junior to wash the dishes.
Chocolate peppermint dessert really is a wonderful dessert. In fact, it's so extra special that even the experts who have been associated with the Pet Mill Kitchens as long as I have, and that's almost 15 years, say it's one of the most exciting desserts we've ever dreamed up. Truly, with this recipe, you can turn packaged pudding powder into a marvelous, new and delicious kind of dessert in a surprisingly short time.
And don't forget, in Mary Lee Taylor's booklet called 30 Ideas for Better Food, you get 29 other recipes just as exciting as this one for chocolate peppermint dessert that Mary Lee is going to give you in a minute. But you have to hurry because today is the very last time this booklet will be offered. So today, sure, print on a postcard your name and address and the number 30. That's all. Then send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And if you're expecting an addition to the new Pet Milk 64-page book called Your Baby, it's a wonderful book for a young mother to have because it gives you the kind of information about the care and training of your baby that your own physician would want you to have. It tells you, too, how Pet Milk can help your baby build sound teeth, strong, straight bones, and a sturdy, well-developed body. For a gift copy of this valuable book, just add the words baby book to the card you send in for the recipe booklet, or if you want only the baby book, just ask for the one book. I'll gladly send either one or both to you free.
And now for the recipe that's causing so much excitement around the Pet Mill Kitchens and that's bound to cause plenty of excitement around your house.
As I said a moment or two ago, this chocolate peppermint dessert, which is our featured recipe today, can be put together in a very short time. Yet actually, it looks so beautiful and tastes so heavenly, anyone would guess you had taken hours to fix it. And don't think you have to be an experienced cook to make a beginner. It'll be perfect the first time you make it, if you follow my recipe exactly. And just think, all you need are four ingredients. A package of chocolate pudding powder, a tall can of Pet Milk, a little peppermint stick candy, and some strips of plain cake or lady fingers. And here's how those ingredients are put together to make chocolate peppermint dessert. I'll give the directions slowly so you can write them down, then go over them again quickly so you can be double sure you have the recipe right. Ready? And then here we go. Cook slowly until melted. Two-thirds cup crushed peppermint stick candy. One-fourth cup water. Mix. One cup Pet Milk. One-half cup water. Stir into. One package chocolate pudding powder. Add to melted candy. Bring to a boil. Stirring constantly. Cook and stir 30 seconds. Cover and chill. Line a quart mold with waxed paper. line sides of mold. With 8 finger strips of plain cake. Fill with layers of pudding. And 4 finger strips of plain. Have pudding on top and bottom. Chill until firm. Turn out to serve, and that makes 4 servings. Now, I'll repeat the recipe quickly for you. Cook slowly until melted. 2/3 cup crushed peppermint stick candy. 1/4 cup water. Mix 1 cup pet milk, 1/2 cup water. Stir into 1 package chocolate pudding powder. Add to melted candy. Bring to a boil, stirring constantly. Cook and stir 30 seconds. Cover and chill. Line a quart mold with waxed paper. Line sides of mold with 8 finger strips of plain cake. Fill with layers of pudding and 4 finger strips of plain cake. Have pudding on top and bottom. Chill until firm. Turn out to serve, and that makes 4 servings.
Mary Lee has some special secrets about making that chocolate peppermint dessert that she'll give you in a minute. But first, just in case you missed any part of the recipe, here's how you can get a printed copy. First, look for the pet milk display in your favorite grocery store and help yourself to one of the handy take-home recipe folders featured with this display. And in it, you'll find the chocolate peppermint dessert recipe. Or second, send today for a copy of the booklet 30 Ideas for Better Food. Then, besides the recipe for the dessert of the week, you'll get 29 other recipes for the kind of food that makes a man hurry home for dinner. Just print number 30 on a card and address the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And now for those secrets, as Dale calls them. When you make chocolate peppermint dessert, here's something to remember. You'll need just 3 ounces of peppermint stick candy, or a little less than 1/4 of a pound, to give you the 2/3 of a cup when it's crushed. And to crush the candy, put it in the center of a clean dish towel. Fold over the ends and roll with a rolling pin or with an unopened can of pet milk, if you don't have a regular rolling pin. The cake you use can be any plain cake, pound cake, sponge cake, or angel cake, or split lady fingers. But don't use cake with frosting on it. If you want to use leftover frosted cake, cut off all the frosting, because your dessert will be plenty sweet without it.
And whether you use big fat sticks of peppermint candy or little thin sticks, and whether you use sponge cake or angel cake or lady fingers, just be careful about one thing. Don't take a chance by using any other kind of milk but pet milk. Pet, you know, is whole milk that's double rich. And what a difference that makes in the dessert. You just can't match pet milk's richness in any other form of milk. That's why pet milk is the favorite milk in millions of homes and has been the favorite ever since the pet milk people introduced the first evaporated milk back in 1885. And another reason why pet is first with so many families is that this wonderful extra-rich milk costs less, generally, than any other form of milk. And believe me, for baby, for all the family, money can't buy better milk than pet milk.
Yes, and that's the truth. And now here's my idea of the kind of meal that your family will love and that's easy for you, because it needs very little cooking. For the main dish, Stuff green peppers, according to your own favorite recipe, which I hope is the recipe that's on page 3 of the booklet called 30 Ideas for Better Food. Then, along with the stuffed peppers, have shoestring potatoes, which you can now buy in cans, or potato chips. For a quick, easy salad, serve peach halves filled with cottage cheese. And to top it all off, surprise your family with chocolate peppermint dessert.
And that's a good example of an MLT meal. And MLT stands for Mary Lee Taylor. And it also means M for marvelous, L for low cost, and T for tempting and time-saving. And next Saturday, remember, Mary Lee will have another one of her wonderful fail-proof recipes for you. Not for a dessert, but American as chocolate ice cream or strawberry shortcake. Don't miss it.
And don't miss next Saturday's story about our young friends, Jim and Sally Carter, and a vacation they'll never forget. And if you're planning to spend your family vacation in a cabin in the mountains or a cottage near the water, remember that one way you can be sure of always having good, sweet, whole milk on hand is to take along a supply of pet milk.
And at home or away from home, you can keep in touch with us just by tuning in Saturday morning. And of course, Saturday night, you'll be listening to Pet Milk's big nighttime show, The Saturday Night Serenade. And what a show it is. No refrigerators or houses or trips to Bermuda given away. Just a full half hour of songs to bring you happiness with Vic Damone, Hollis Shaw, the Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and his orchestra. So to be sure you won't miss this full half hour of fine music, check your local newspaper for the exact time and station.
And until next Saturday morning, remember that north or south, east or west, homekeeping hearts are happiest. And now, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye.
And this is Del King speaking for Pet Milk Company and wishing you and yours good luck and good health. Today's story was written by Howard Bierman and directed by Al Chance. And that's a reminder for you to save money by using Pet Milk for all your milk needs. Pet Milk is the all-family, all-purpose milk that has been a favorite in millions of homes for more than 3 generations. And you save money when you use Pet Milk because this double-rich whole milk costs less, generally, than any other form of milk. So when it's milk you need, get Pet. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.